I'm John Roberts for WRPR News. Every month, veterans are either finding ways to cope with their wartime injury or taking their own lives because they're in so much pain, whether that is psychologically or physically. According to a study by the Veterans Administration, between 2005 and 2010, a service member had committed suicide every 36 hours. Today, 22 veterans committing suicide or attempting it. I sat down with Jonathan Barnwell at Rockland Community College to gain insight. Being the veterans coordinator, he tells me what he sees on campus as well as his personal interactions with the other veterans.
Has anyone ever called you or come to you and said, I don't know what to do, I'm having these thoughts, these feelings, I want to kill myself, I can't deal with class, anything like that, I can't deal with my family?
Yes, a few times. A few times students have done that. We've referred a few students to counseling here as well as to counseling outside. We've had a few students go after consultation that have gone to sign themselves into the PTSD program there at the Montrose VA Hospital, which we found to be very, very effective. It seems to be a very highly rated program.
What's the number of veterans on campus?
Currently this semester, I think we have 153, something like that.
I asked Jonathan if he had any students on campus that had tried to hurt themselves, or if he knew of any students on campus that had PTSD.
One of the public safety went to call me, I think 3 years ago. He had a buddy that returned home in October from Afghanistan, and hadn't left the house, hadn't left his basement in 2 months. So they called me, and then I called the VA.
What is the most difficult time for veterans with head injuries?
Spring semester seems to be more acute, and this stands in, I think, with the national average that there seem to be more suicides in the spring than in the fall. But I've noticed working with the student veteran population, specifically April, tends to be more acute. I see more student veterans come into my office and shut the door and need one-on-one time.
Thank you, Jonathan. I wanted a more personal experience, so I interviewed a veteran who was called Dennis. Dennis is a Desert Storm veteran as well as an Iraqi Freedom veteran. His insight was amazing to me because it identified PTSD while he was in combat.
When we got into firefights down there, it was mob on mob, pretty much. So you got a mob of people shooting at you, men, women, and kids, and the last thing you're thinking about is, oh crap. The first thing you're thinking about is, oh, I've got a 50 cal mounted on top of my Humvee. Guess what I'm doing with it? I'm going to mow down what I can because I don't want to die. They're shooting at me. As soon as they gave the order, I was like, okay. I didn't even know what I was shooting at until the aftermath.
I'm John Roberts for WRPR News.
Sweet Mother Mary, we're so tired, but we can't come home.
No, we can't come home.